We've been asking, since the start of the show, your views about politicians calling to your house before elections. I'm sure many of you have had politicians calling because the elections now are on the horizon. June the 7th is the date for the local elections, for the council elections, and of course the European elections. But we want to know, just a thought here, does having a politician call to your home have any impact on how you actually vote? Are you more likely to vote for that person? Are you less likely, or is it totally irrelevant to your voting decision? Well, Michael Whelan and Colin O'Malley, who are students with the Kerry College Digital Journalism Podcasting and Radio course, which is run in conjunction with Radio Kerry, they went out in Tralee yesterday and asked people for their views.
What do you think of politicians calling to your house, canvassing before elections?
No problem.
And do you think politicians calling to your house impacts on how you decide to vote? Are you more likely?
No. I got my mind who I'm voting for.
So what do you think of politicians calling to your house, canvassing before elections?
I don't think it's a good idea.
And does having a politician call to your house have any impact on how you decide to vote?
No.
Why is that?
I have my mind made up already before they call.
What do you think about politicians calling to your house before elections?
I don't mind them calling to our house to tell us what they want to do. But what I object to is they very rarely do what we want them to do.
And does having a politician call to your house have any impact on how you decide to vote? Are you more likely, less likely, or does it not change your decision?
Doesn't change my decision.
So what do you think of politicians calling to your house, canvassing before elections?
I don't know. It hasn't happened to me yet, so I don't have much opinion on it.
And does a politician calling to your house think, do you think it impacts how you vote? Are you more likely, less likely, or does it not bother you?
Probably more likely to vote for them, but it doesn't affect me too much.
And why is that? Do you think it adds a...
Just, it's nicer for them to come talk to you, I suppose, and see what problems you have with the community.
So what do you think of politicians calling to your house, canvassing before elections?
I think it's good because they're trying to promote themselves and get as many votes as they can.
And does having a politician call to your house impact how you vote? Are you more likely, less likely, or is it irrelevant to your voting?
Probably more likely because it shows that they care, that they're coming out trying to get votes and show you what they're going to do when they get put in.
Interesting views expressed there to Michael Whelan and Colin O'Malley, who are students with the Kerry College Digital Journalism Podcasting and Radio course. They're asking people about whether if you're considering who to vote in an election, does it have any impact on your decision if a politician actually calls to your home? Some people said, yeah, they do actually like to see, they actually do like to have that personal contact with the candidate, and it's a chance to speak to them face to face and ask them about views. I wonder though as well if some people find it annoying and they're just like, well, you know, I can do my own research, I can listen to what they're saying on radio, read what they're saying, check out their social media, and when I just want a quiet time in the evening with my family, I'm just not interested. Also, I wonder for women candidates, would they be deterred from calling from door to door, given any safety concerns they might have? But I imagine they would have a team of canvassers with them. I would love to get your viewpoint, and I'd also love to get the thoughts of people who have canvassed or who have run in elections in the past. What have their experiences been of calling door to door? Are people welcoming? Are people polite? Have they ever been bitten by a dog? I imagine that can be an occupational hazard as well. Let us know. We thought it was interesting to do this just before the election, and whether in this age of social media and everything gone digital, if there is still a place for old-fashioned door-to-door canvassing and calling to people's homes and having a direct conversation with them. Well, we're joined on the line by one of the candidates running in the local elections, Angie Bailey. Angie, good morning to you. You're running for Fine Gael. You were listening to that Vox Pop and some of the comments we've been reading out in relation to it. I also mentioned there from Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, He feels there is a value going door to door and meeting with people and kind of talking to them face to face and getting their views. Charlie Farrelly has also chimed in to say, Charlie's running in Castle Island local electoral area, it's important that councillors would go and meet constituents before an election. And Charlie Farrelly says it's amazing the warm welcome you would get at the door. You contacted us as well. What's been your experience of calling door to door? Is there a value of calling door to door in a digital age?
Good morning, Trasa, and good morning to all your listeners as well. I think, well, I'm new to this. I have never run before. So being a new candidate, I think it's hugely important to meet the people and to see what it is they actually want. Because as a new candidate, you have these ideas about what you would like to bring to the community, but that may be different to what the community actually needs. So by going door to door, you get to meet people. And like I said in my message to you, it doesn't matter whether people already have made up their mind about who to vote for. You still need to understand how people vote and maybe why they vote for the party they vote for. And I think it's also really important to be able to help people on the door who possibly may have never voted before, people who maybe have changed address and they're not really sure how to go about changing their address on the voting system. So I think there are a huge number of benefits to going door to door, and people have been incredibly friendly. They've been warm, they've been welcome, even when they tell you up front that, you know, it may be a Sinn Féin house or Fianna Fáil house, they're incredibly grateful. They enjoy having a chat. Some people are quite upset, and I'd even go to say as far as angry at the way they feel the country is being run at the moment. And I think it's very important for us as candidates to hear this, to know what we're getting into. You know, you can't go into this either with rose-tinted glasses thinking that everything that you want to bring to the table is what people want. People are annoyed, and we need to be there to listen to that. And I think as well at the door, you have a chance to really get to know people, and that's very different to online. Online, you might post something and there might be a comment, but there's very little interaction then, and it's very hard to get to the bottom of the issue. But by going door to door, you really meet people, you have that time to talk, you can hear them out, and I find that it has been hugely beneficial to me.
Now, from what you're saying and from what the candidates who have been getting in touch with us have been saying is that by and large, people are warm and friendly when you call to their house looking for their vote, even if they're making it very clear to you that that they're not going to vote with you, that they profoundly disagree with your politics and the party you represent if you're standing for a political party. Angie Bailey, we've been hearing a lot, and I'm sure we can see in front of our eyes the abuse that people can get on social media, in particular people who are politicians, sitting politicians, or people hoping to be elected to the council or the Dáil or to Europe or to wherever. Do you think that when you meet a person face to face, and I'm talking in general terms, that when you meet a person face to face, even though one may profoundly disagree with that politician's views, that there is a respect there by virtue of meeting that person face to face, that you feel less emboldened to be abusive than if you're online and you're not actually dealing on a human level with the object of your criticisms?
Absolutely, Trasa. I mean, when you're in front of a keyboard screen or just have your phone, you're not necessarily looking at what you're saying as being directed at a person. It's written by text on the keyboard, on your phone. When you meet a person, you have a real-life person in front of you who is showing emotion, who is listening to you, who could well be a mother or a sister or a daughter. And I find that people just don't get very abusive. They certainly get angry, but that anger is not directed at me. But they have certainly never been abusive to me. And sometimes I wonder as well, is it maybe because I'm a woman that also people have that respect for women as well, and they don't want to have their anger directed at them? But definitely I don't really think that that there's any comparison between what you say online and what you say to a person to their face. I have found people very grateful, very kind, and again, incredibly interesting when they're even telling you about the issues that they have in their area, or even about why they won't vote for a certain party.
Okay, more comments coming in. Marianne from Castle Island has been canvassing for Deirdre Bell of Sinn Féin for the last fortnight, says the response at doors has been great. People are delighted to meet and engage with them. They like giving their views and opinions. They have a lot to say, particularly older people living alone who are delighted to have the chat and give their opinions. And of course, in relation to just calling door to door, we should be mindful that genuine election candidates will always have identification. They'll always be able to clearly identify themselves, and so if you have any doubts, just in case, because we've heard in the past about various scams, that if you have any doubts about someone calling to your door and if they're a genuine canvasser for a candidate, you should always ask to check their identification.
Absolutely, absolutely, Tressa. And I'd even be saying that to elderly people at the door. I'd be reminding them to lock the door after them. And also in relation to that woman who commented that there was some leaflet left in her door, I hope that wasn't me. I tend to be quite careful.
They didn't mention who the candidate was. And I'm sure, as I said, the comments coming in so far have been overwhelmingly positive. But I'm sure there are candidates who've had negative experiences. And indeed, going through the past number of decades or whatever, I'm sure there are people listening in who've also felt that they've had negative experiences with the candidate who was trying to interact with them as well. So it works both ways. But from what we're hearing this morning from people who've got in touch, it does seem to be productive, and it seems to indicate that in this age of social media and politicians being able to, in some sense, communicate directly with the public through their social media channels, there is still a great value and importance in actually being face to face, being able to look a candidate in the eye, for that candidate being able to look the householder in the eye and to exchange views.
And Tressa, can I also say that going into this, I guess I was probably quite naive as well as a new candidate. And I never realised the actual work, the energy and the investment of time that is needed. So I'd like to take this opportunity to wish every single candidate just the best of luck, because it's a massive time investment when you say to yourself that you will call to all the houses in your electoral district. It's absolutely a huge undertaking. So to every single person who is running in the candidate elections all over the country, but in particular in Kerry, I'd just like to wish them the very, very best of luck.
And to some more as well, we've just been getting lots. I actually think this is a very good candidate comment to end on. We've been speaking to one of the local election candidates, Angie Bailey, why politicians still feel there is value in calling door to door when they're looking for votes ahead of elections. Someone says, I think it is great to meet the candidates. Would you like to be in Russia where you have to do what you're told? A good point. It is. I think one can value that we do live in a democracy, and that you can interact with candidates and you do have that choice to choose who you would like to vote for. There's no dictatorship involved.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, people fought very hard for democracy in our country. In countries like Canada, it's compulsory to vote. And I think that everybody should be out voting. And I say it in particular to the young people at the door. I ask them, are they voting? Are they registered to vote? And I tell them to make sure they research every candidate, even if that's not me, well, even if it is me, to make sure that they research that candidate. Go on Google, go on to the party websites and find out about this person, and make sure that this person is standing for the same things that you really, truly believe in, and the things that you believe will make a better community.
And one comment, though, I'd like to put to you and anyone else listening in, any other candidates listening in, I'd like to get their views on this too. Person says, personally, I don't like canvassers calling. My home is my own private space, a place to relax. I don't mind too much if they call to the door, but they shouldn't come inside unless invited. That might indicate, that seems to indicate that this person had an unfortunate experience in the past where a candidate or a canvasser on behalf of a candidate tried to get into the house.
I'm very careful with that, and even when there is a sliding door, if you have to move into the sliding door to ring the doorbell, I always make sure I stand back outside, because people's space is very private and I certainly don't want to be encroaching on that space unless I'm invited to do so. So I would recommend that people, if that does happen, you need to say, can you please step outside? Regardless of the weather, I mean, us candidates, we can bring an umbrella. I have my rain gear with me, so I have no problem standing outside, and I certainly would never barge in on someone's home or encroach on their privacy like that.
It's all about respecting the boundaries. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking there to Angie Bailey, who's running in the local elections. Huge response to that Vox Pop done by Michael and Colin from Kerry College Digital Journalism podcasting and radio course, asking people's views about whether having a politician calling to your home has any impact on how you decide to vote.